Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining us today is our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Yes, well, thank you very much for that esteemness.
You are esteemed, and you are indeed welcome. And we have a special guest with us today. He's been with us a few times before. I'm sure everyone listening will recognize Jack Chalom. Jack, welcome to the Wilner Window.
It's good to be with you, and I hope they don't just recognize me, but they do recommend me.
That's a good idea. And Jack has a newsletter, by the way. It's called The Nutrition Reporter. And Jack, just take a second and tell folks how they can get your, get a subscription to The Nutrition Reporter.
Well, my newsletter is done the old-fashioned way. It's actually printed and mailed. And if listeners go to my website, nutritionreporter.com, and poke around on the site, they'll find several free downloadable copies of the newsletter. They'll find some sample chapters from my recent books, a lot of free stuff. The newsletter is $28 a year. And just enjoy the free issues, and if you like it, then look for the order form on the site and send in a check for $28.
Okay, and then how often do you get a copy?
Monthly.
Monthly, okay. Wonderful. And Jack is here courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin and Herb Company. Okay, a couple of things. You know, there's a couple of vitamins that have been around, I guess, talked about forever, and but we frequently neglect them when we're talking about products and things to help different problems, and those are vitamin C and vitamin D. Good old ascorbic acid and good old vitamin D. Now, let's start with vitamin C, Jack. Why is vitamin C important, and how does it fit into all the different problems that we see around us today?
Oh, there are probably only 1,000 reasons why vitamin C is important. And before I go into that, I just might insert that, you mentioned Solgar. It's a great company. One of the things I love about them is they really believe in consumer education, and that's part of the reason why I'm on the radio show. An educated consumer is a powerful consumer. The history of vitamin C really goes back to some basic things and then some very recent, almost revelatory discoveries. And the basic stuff is, and many of our listeners will recognize this, vitamin C is needed to make collagen. Collagen is one of the key proteins in the body, and it's literally the protein that holds us together. It holds our heart together, our lungs, our head, our skin. I think people used to refer to it as a cellular cement. Without vitamin C and collagen, we were just kind of like turn into drippy blobs, and there wouldn't be much to us. Now, the recent research that I just see as being totally mind-blowing really shows how fundamental vitamin C is for life itself. And some researchers a few years ago at Harvard did some experiments trying to figure out, okay, how do we turn stem cells, which are kind of like generic, unprogrammed cells in the body, into heart cells or brain cells or other types of specialized cells that actually do the jobs they're supposed to do. And so in the first experiment, they tested, get this, 880 different compounds. Some were just chemicals off the shelf, some were vitamins, some were antioxidants, and only one transformed these generic stem cells into heart cells. That was vitamin C.
And you
can sense the researchers' excitement because in their paper, they said, you know, under a microscope, they could see these heart cells pulsating. And if you group them together, basically you'd have a beating heart. And just about a month ago, another research paper by a different group found that vitamin C is capable of reversing that process. And from a biotechnical standpoint, that's important because there's a lot of conventional medical thinking about the benefits of stem cells, and if you can control how they grow, when they grow, you can conceivably do a lot of things in the realm of biomedicine. It all comes back to vitamin C, and it's a total mind blower.
Absolutely. And I know there are a few different forms of vitamin C. You have, obviously, we have ascorbic acid, and then we have things like ester C. What's unique about ester C?
Ester C is interesting. A lot of people, in fact, probably most people, take plain old ascorbic acid, which is the chemical form of plain old vitamin C. It sometimes upsets the tummies of people who take it. Sometimes they don't get quite the benefits they would want from that. And ester C is primarily, but not entirely, calcium ascorbate. There are some other compounds in there, and it's often combined with citrus bioflavonoids, which mm-hmm. are synergistic. And it seems to, number one, have a beneficial effect on tolerance, so people don't have upset tummies. And two, for a lot of people, it just seems to be better absorbed, and it does a better job of whatever people are taking high doses of vitamin C for, whether it might be reducing cold and flu symptoms or, increasing energy levels mm-hmm. or any number of things. Ester C is, and this came out, I think it hit the market probably 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And it really is a remarkable form. And in high doses, it may be the next best thing to get actually going to your doctor and getting an intravenous vitamin C drip, which most people can't do or won't do.
One of the early studies I saw on ester C was the fact that when you took ester C, it tended to stay in the body longer as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that's good because it's always better when you can have a steady level of any vitamin in the body. And so what's the meaning of that? And if you look at the animal kingdom, almost every animal makes their own vitamin C. And, of course, every plant does it as well. And they make it. And animals make it at a fairly steady rate. They make more under stress. But if you look at a goat, as an example, which is not really a close relative of human beings, but it's a mammal, and some big mm-hmm. goats are about our weight, a typical goat is making about 12 or 13 grams of vitamin C a day. And they're just doing it steadily. The science here is interesting. People have the gene to do this, but the gene is damaged, so it's non-functional.
Yeah.
And so any way you can maintain relatively steady vitamin C levels, in a sense, it helps buffer you against stress.
Absolutely.
And I guess one way to look at ester C is, in a sense, it's a buffered form of vitamin C. It's just easier on the tummy.
Definitely.
It just helps you utilize it so much better.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? We're going to pause for a short break. We'll continue our discussion of vitamin C and some of the other things it's good for as well, and begin taking your phone calls. The phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Jack Challum, will all return after these messages.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand black currants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand black currants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formula's, your source of high potency New Zealand black currant super formulas.
This is Arnie Gitomer. You know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. Don't believe me. Here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sales in effect. Source Naturals, the full line, is on sale at 35% off list. Selected Solgar products at 40% off list. American Health, Enzymatic Therapy, Nature's Way, Quality of Life, and Sprung Janssen at 30% off the full lines. And there's more. But that's just part of it. How do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you go to our website, www.wilner.com, and you check the On Sale tab. And while you're there, sign up for our newsletter and request our free product catalog. You can also call for a catalog, 1-800-633-1106. Leave your name and address. 1-800-633-1106. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, the Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals will be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the sound of a beautiful butterfly flapping its wings in slow motion. At Sprunk Jensen, we'd ask you to remember this butterfly when you visit your favorite natural food store. Why? Find our butterfly and you've found our scientifically crafted all-natural herbal remedies. You see, we've rediscovered the ancient Greek-Arabic herbal formulas proven effective over thousands of years. Each of our time-tested and science-based formulas address a specific health issue. Red dry skin, weight loss, cholesterol and glucose levels, even libido and sexual performance. And thanks to our eye-catching butterfly, Sprunk Jensen products are easy to find. Sprunk Jensen, a collection of clinically tested herbal formulas and topical creams dedicated to your well-being. Look for the box with the butterfly.
You know about vitamin B1 or thiamine, but do you know about benfotiamine? Well, you should. Benfotiamine is a derivative of thiamine. Thiamine is water-soluble, but benfotiamine is fat-soluble. This is important because it greatly increases its bioavailability and allows for much higher vitamin B1 levels in the cells. Why is this important? Well, for one thing, vitamin B1 stimulates the cellular enzyme transketolase, important in preventing the ill effects of elevated blood glucose. And if you're diabetic, pre-diabetic, or anyone who would benefit from higher vitamin B1 levels, benfotiamine is for you. And here are some great news. Doctor's Best has two potencies of benfotiamine available, 80 milligram and 150 milligram, and both are now on sale at one-half price. Doctor's Best, benfotiamine, 80 milligram or 150 milligram at half price at Wilner Chemists, only during the month of March. Wow, what a deal.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Jack Chalom. And we were discussing vitamin C and ester C. And one of the things I wanted to point out, Jack, was that the reason ester C is much more tolerable to the body is, as you may have mentioned, the pH. Ascorbic acid itself is slightly acid. It's not a strong acid, but probably down about pH 4 or 5. But in some people who have what I call sensitive stomachs, the vitamin C can, if you're taking, 2 grams or so, cause a little bit of acidity. But if you're taking the higher doses, you won't get that with the ester C. That's the difference, basically. Okay, now, I see also that vitamin C is needed for energy. Where does that come in?
This is interesting for a number of reasons. About 15 years ago, Dr. Mark Levine at the National Institutes of Health did an experiment with 7 young men. And what he was trying to do was see how long it would take to induce symptoms of scurvy. Scurvy is, in many ways, kind of an ancient disease that a lot of people think is, well, that's the only sign of vitamin C deficiency. It turns out that scurvy is really the last set of symptoms before a person dies. And basically, they're bleeding through the mouth, through the eyes, old wounds and cuts start to open up and bleed. I mean, it's really kind of an awful sort of picture. And in the 16th and 17th centuries, and before then, sailors were often susceptible to scurvy because any fresh fruit they brought aboard would be eaten before it rotted, and then they wouldn't have any other sources of vitamin C. Anyway, what Dr. Levine kept trying to do was, put these guys on a diet absent of vitamin C, and months later, he still could not demonstrate any signs of scurvy. However, the first two signs of vitamin C deficiency were irritability and fatigue. And, you know, if you think about it, boy, there are a lot of people who are both irritable and tired all the time. Now, how does vitamin C influence energy levels? It's needed, the body needs it to make carnitine, which is a vitamin-like compound that helps bring fats into cells to burn them for energy. No vitamin C means no carnitine. No carnitine means no energy. So it's just kind of a nice, tight little nutritional biochemical story. When you take vitamin C, one of the things that happens, assuming you're consuming enough protein, is you start making more carnitine. Your body is much better at burning fat for energy instead of, one, storing it around the belly, or two, basically keeping it in the blood as cholesterol or triglyceride.
Dr. Podell.
I have a question, which is, many years ago I used to measure vitamin C levels in the blood, but it was sort of awkward because if you didn't do it just right, you wouldn't get a proper result. So I'm wondering, are the lab tests that are available commercially viable now, or could we use carnitine as a measure indirectly of vitamin C?
We might be able to use carnitine indirectly. One of the nutritional medical centers I'm fond of measures at least two different ways of tracking vitamin C, and one is blood levels and another is urine levels. And the combination basically gives an idea of what's in the blood and how fast is it being excreted in urine as well. There have been a number of studies done that have shown that one-third of Americans, just as a cross-section, are not getting enough vitamin C. And that's based on the old recommended daily amount of 60 milligrams a day, which is now 90 milligrams a day. When you look at the recommendations, as you know, more optimal levels are probably 1,000 or 2,000 milligrams, 1 or 2 grams a day, and often much higher. Linus Pauling used to recommend 10 grams a day, and that's about what I take. For people who want to increase their vitamin C levels, there are a couple of ways of doing that, and one is divide up the dose. So you're taking it three times a day, and breakfast, lunch, dinner are good times. And if you develop loose stools, that means you're taking too much and you need to back off the dose a little bit.
Okay, Jack, we need to pause for a quick break here. Sorry to interrupt you. We can finish your thought when we get back. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR, and we'll be back after these messages. The world is full of contradictions. We drive in parkways, and we park in driveways. We go upstairs to work to get down to business. Everyone's taking a multivitamin and everyone's exhausted. But that's because your multivitamin isn't built to fight the levels of everyday fatigue. The answer?
In one word, Propex. It's the power of NT Factor, the main ingredient in the nutrient compound Propex, combined with a multivitamin complex, even omega-3, proven to support your immune system and power your metabolism with the energy that no other multivitamin can provide. Just two packets a day for a few dollars a day, and in 1 week, double your energy. Hey, that actually makes sense. The results are in. It's the proven solution, the scientific solution. Propex with NT Factor. Visit Wilner Chemists or visit ntfactor.com.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Now let's go for a quick check on the traffic.
And WOR traffic is brought to you by AutoZone. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart oil change jug or 5 single quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $16.99. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Get to AutoZone today. It's going to be a slow ride in the Major Deegan in both directions as you're approaching the ramps for the Cross Bronx Expressway. Slow ride on the Harlem River Drive south between the Madison Avenue Bridge and the RFK Bridge. Inbound at the George Washington Bridge, that's going to be 15 minutes of the upper and lower decks, 10 minutes in and out of the city at the Lincoln Tunnel, 10 minutes coming in from all the approaches to the Holland Tunnel, 10 minutes outbound. Do have a quiet ride at the Tappan Zee Bridge from end to end. This report is brought to you by Chevy. Chevy Truck Month with full-size deals on full-size pickups. Everyone with a 5-year, 100,000-mile transferable powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. See dealer for details. In Englewood, Route 4 eastbound at Webster Avenue, the right lane is closed, causing backups all the way back to University Drive. That's with the emergency construction. And 80 West is slow between Route 15 and Howard Boulevard.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aid garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Steamy window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell and our special guest, Jack Chalom. And let me give you folks the phone number in the studio again. It's 1-800-321-0710. And as I always say, that the number works down in Atlanta, Georgia. The show is being heard in Atlanta on WGKA. So all you Atlanta folks, let's hear from you as well. Okay. Where did I cut you off, Jack? I'm sorry.
Well, we were talking a little bit about bowel tolerance. And if someone goes out and thinks, oh, well, maybe I should take 5 or 10 grams of vitamin C a day, high doses of vitamin C will have a laxative effect. And the way to avoid that is to, one, divide up your doses, so you're taking it maybe 3 times a day, and you could take it with meals or between meals. And two, just slowly work your way up. If you're taking maybe 500 milligrams to 1 gram a day right now, increase it by taking 1 gram 3 times a day. And if you tolerate that well, then go up to maybe 2 grams 3 times a day. And this is a good time to try the ester C, which should minimize the likelihood of this laxative effect. The late Dr. Robert Cathcart, who was one of the top experts on vitamin C, and he died at a nice ripe old age, as we all should. He actually felt that staying right below this laxative effect, what he called bowel tolerance, was probably targeting our optimal vitamin C level. And for the most part, it's pretty steady, but when we get sick, we can tolerate more vitamin C. And when we're on the rebound, getting well from, let's say, a cold or a flu, that vitamin C tolerance starts to go back to normal. So if we've got a cold or a flu, we might be able to tolerate 15 or 20 grams a day. But as we get better, we have to cut back on the dose, or the laxative effect will become more pronounced.
Yeah, that makes sense. I also want to say that we're talking about ester C, and ester C, of course, is available by Solgar, but it's not widely available. Okay, the ester C is only available from a few select companies. One of them is Solgar, and another one that we also sell in the store is American Health. So the ester C, is, as far as Wilner goes, is only available from either Solgar or American Health, and there's a whole variety of potencies, 500 milligram, 1,000 milligram. And once again, the phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Well, let's say hello to Susan from Brooklyn. Hi, Susan.
Hi. I've heard a study, it was a doctor, I think it was on Fox, about which I found fascinating, because we know aspirin is used, I guess, to help keep the blood thin. But he said that that you could reduce, or women could reduce, their risk of breast cancer by 50% by taking 1 aspirin a day. I didn't know what the dosage was, but did you know anything about that study?
Dr. Podell,
well,
I think.
No, I don't know about the specific study, but when your call came up on the screen, I went to the National Library of Medicine site, and I put in aspirin and breast cancer. It turns out there are some uncontrolled studies that seem to suggest that taking aspirin may lower the risk of various cancers, including breast cancer. However, the controlled studies with placebos and so on that tested that didn't really find any advantage. So perhaps this new study hasn't made it yet to the National Library of Medicine, but I think at best we can say is that it's a maybe. Okay. On the other hand, for heart disease, it's a yes, that it is a good preventive.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Susan.
No, thank you. I wondered, because I had heard a couple years ago about ibuprofen, so I'm wondering if it's just about the inflammation in the body and what if it was specific to aspirin or if it's just, you know, inflammation in general would, if you keep it low, would reduce your risk of probably many things, including cancer.
Again, with the ibuprofen, there are some studies that seem to suggest that it may be preventive, and there are other studies that don't find it so. So at this point, we don't really know. And to speculate as to how it might work, you know, is it inflammation or not, really requires first we find out if, in fact, it does work.
Mm-hmm. You know, I might chime in on this. Dr. Bruce Ames at the University of California has made the point that about a third of all cancers are related to chronic inflammation and or infection, which causes inflammation. And rather than look for a single magic bullet like aspirin, I'd really look at, you know, the bigger picture of diet and supplements. And on the diet side, eat a lot of veggies. They are anti-inflammatory because of all the vitamins and minerals they contain. And fruits and veggies and culinary spices also contain small amounts of naturally occurring aspirin-like compounds. And I think that's why one of the reasons why they're beneficial to health. I think when we start taking aspirin or any other drug, we're probably mimicking messing with our biochemistry in ways that we shouldn't. And on the supplement end, I think, you know, any anti-inflammatory or cardiovascular benefits you get from aspirin, you can get a lot better from just taking fish oils.
Yeah, I also think that, unfortunately, the aspirin, you know, it used to be that they recommended aspirin for everyone as a cardioprotective, but now they've changed that. It's only those people who have a previous history of a cardiovascular problem that they're recommending aspirin for, because, once again, there's downside to aspirin. Aspirin leads to bleeding. You know, you have a hemorrhagic problem when you take aspirin over a long period of time. So aspirin is not always the good thing that everyone thinks it is. Susan, thanks so much for that call.
Thank you.
Okay. Jack, I know we've also used vitamin C at high doses in cancer.
Yeah, and this is really kind of a fascinating story. Back in 1970, Linus Pauling recommended very high dose vitamin C for cancer, and the Mayo Clinic tried to replicate his results and wasn't able to, but they used smaller doses of vitamin C, and they really didn't follow his protocol. Well, over the last 5-6 years, there's really been a surge of research in this area. And what seems to work is either it really comes down to a combination of intravenous and oral vitamin C. And some of the research has been done, again, by Dr. Mark Levine at the National Institutes of Health. And what they found is if you get vitamin C intravenously, I mean, it's going directly into the blood, so it's bypassing the gut. You don't have any chance of digestive complications from it. And when you get it intravenously, you can increase the blood concentrations to about 70 times higher than you can if you're taking oral vitamin C. For the cancer patient, what it means is these high doses of vitamin C exploit a weakness in cancer cells, and basically the effect is kind of like a natural non-toxic form of chemo. It doesn't work real well on large masses, but it does seem to have some benefits with small masses and reducing the risk of recurrence. And the biochemistry, for those who are interested, is that cancer cells are not very good at making catalase, which is an enzyme that basically breaks down hydrogen peroxide. And the very high dose vitamin C increases hydrogen peroxide in cells. Normal cells can deal with this. The cancer cells cannot. And there's a lot of good literature on PubMed describing some of these studies, and they range from cell to animal to some clinical reports with people. The benefits extend to people who are also in end-stage cancer, and it seems to improve quality of life, appetite, reduces nausea and vomiting, and some of these studies have used a combination of intravenous vitamin C and high-dose oral vitamin C. And when people are dealing with cancer, it's always best to work with a nutritionally oriented physician who knows this type of protocol and can provide the greatest benefits.
Yeah.
It's more difficult if you try to do the sort of thing at home all by yourself.
Absolutely. I know people come in the store and ask us all the time, and that's pretty much the advice I give them. You know, you need somebody to help manage this. You can't, it's too serious to be a self-help project.
Yeah, and a lot of people say, well, my insurance isn't going to cover a nutritionally oriented doctor. And it's like, well, you've got a choice. And you can use your insurance to pay for mediocre care, or you can pay out of pocket for something a little bit better.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that, Jack. Okay, we need to pause for a short break. Our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. We'll take questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, vitamin C. Give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Jack Chalam, and we'll return after these messages.
Okay, here's an event you won't want to miss out on, the annual Wilner Chemist Lunch and Learn Health Symposium. It'll be a day of educational lectures and good food at the Flat Hotel in Midtown Manhattan on May 22nd. Dr. Joy Brown will be there. We'll have Dr. Robert Barry talking about ubiquinol QH. Dr. Felicia Stoller's talk will cover health options for healthy retirement years. Hara Estroff-Morano, the editor-at-large of Psychology Today, will be talking about women's health issues. Mitchell Coven, medical herbalist, will cover sleep, anxiety, and stress, and Jack Chalam and Dr. Ron Hunninghacke will explore treatments for stress and fatigue. Each attendee will receive free books, free products, and other valuable items worth more than the cost of registration. For more information, go to our website, www.wilner.com, or call 1-800-633-1106. Don't forget, May 22nd, our annual Lunch and Learn Health Symposium, brought to you by Wilner Chemist, Solgar Vitamin Company, Konica, and WOR Radio. We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over 250,000 health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000 square foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Did you know that most probiotic brands state their potency claim at the time of manufacture? You really don't know how many active live cultures you're really getting when you take those products. Not with Nature's Way Primidophilus probiotics. All Nature's Way probiotics come with a true potency guarantee. That's right, a true potency guarantee, meaning Nature's Way probiotics are guaranteed to be full potency the entire shelf life. When they say you'll get 15 billion active cultures in the new Primidophilus probifia, that's what you're getting, 15 billion active cultures. Also, with Primidophilus Intensive, which has 100 billion active cultures per dose, you're really getting 100 billion. Nature's Way has taken the guesswork out of probiotics with the true potency guarantee. When you take Primidophilus probiotics, you can be assured that what you're taking is really what you're getting. Finally, a probiotic with real guts and a true potency guarantee to back it up. Primidophilus probiotics with true potency guarantee, exclusively from Nature's Way. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gotomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Jack Chalom. And I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primidophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. Okay, Dr. Prodell, before the break, you were wanting to say something.
Well, Jack said that nutritionally oriented doctors aren't covered by health insurance. I don't think that's quite true. Nutritionally oriented physicians or DOs are covered like any other doctor. What might not be covered is particular interventions such as intravenous vitamin C. But in terms of getting a nutritional evaluation and being suggested to take a certain vitamin, a certain mineral, a certain herb, there's nothing that forbids a doctor from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so those visits would ordinarily be paid for as they would for any other doctor who was either in the plan or, if they're not in the plan, then as any other outside doctor.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yes.
Okay, let's say hello to Hilda from Basking Ridge, New Jersey.
Yes, hi. I have two questions. One is calcium. I have your bone complex.
Mm-hmm.
I've been taking that for a long time, and I got a nutritional letter, which is in here. It says, do not take calcium with iron or zinc because it can bind. It binds. And in your formula, there is zinc.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you knew anything about calcium binding with zinc, that you shouldn't take it together.
Are you concerned about the calcium or the zinc?
Well, I take calcium because I have osteoporosis.
Right.
So I take yours, and actually I take also Solgar's calcium magnesium with vitamin 3.
Good.
And so I take both. But I never improve my readings, you know, from the tests. And I was just wondering if there was any truth to that calcium and zinc should not be taken together.
Jack, you know anything about that?
Sometimes there are a lot of rituals in our industry, and if you took that idea a step further, basically it would say that there's no sense in all of the multi-mineral,
right,
and multivitamin, multi-mineral supplements. When we eat food, all of these substances are in healthy foods,
right,
and the body seems to sort them out. So I really wouldn't worry too much about the combinations.
That's pretty much what I would have said, Hilda.
Thank you. Actually, that makes sense. And ester C.
Okay.
I do take ester C, but I thought that ester C was only available through American Health. Because I think a couple of years ago you talked about that when they...
Yeah, you see, the company that owns ester C also owns American Health and Solgar. So they basically only give it to those two companies.
Okay. Okay, I was just wondering, because I always listen to you, and I remember you talked about that a couple years ago.
Right, that's why I mentioned earlier that the SBC was available from either American Health or Solgar.
Okay, so that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for that call, Hilda. Okay. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. Okay. Let's sum up a little bit about vitamin C, Jack. We know it's important for collagen production, and collagen is what sort of holds our body together. Collagen is a protein, and it's important for the vitamin C is important for that production of the collagen. Okay, we know it's important for fatigue and irritability, to prevent fatigue and irritability. We know that it's important for energy because of its relationship to carnitine synthesis. We know we have to increase the vitamin C in times of stress. And according to what you're saying, you know, getting up to doses of 10 grams is not unheard of.
No, and you just have to do it slowly and just kind of like keep the dose below what has a laxative effect. You know, there's just so much other great research on vitamin C, and the studies on vitamin C and symptoms of the common cold, and you know, this in
right.
conventional medical circles is still very controversial. But the studies show that taking 2 to 6 grams of vitamin C a day reduces the length of a cold by about a third and reduces the symptoms by mm-hmm. about a third. And so it does certainly help blunt the effect. And we're kind of like moving out of the main cold flu season.
Mm-hmm.
But you have many of these benefits with allergies.
And
I mentioned that because we're heading right into allergy season as things start
I'll tell you something about this. You know, the times when everything happens, or not everything, the times when things happen, and if you listen to me, you know it's happened to me a little bit because this isn't my normal voice. It's at that change of season, you know, when it starts going from cold to warm, which is basically spring, or from warm to cold, which is basically fall. You get these changes in temperature. I mean, yesterday it was down in the 30s, and later this week it's going to be 70. You know, that's tough on the body.
Yeah, it sort of shocks the body, and it's adapting. It's trying to adapt to one environment and then get slammed by another.
Yeah. Okay, let's say hello to Janice from New Jersey. Hi, Janice.
Hi, how are you? I have a question for you with respect to carb blockers.
Sure.
Are they safe to take if you have a heart arrhythmia?
Well, let's see. Let's go to the
heart blockers,
carb blockers, carbohydrate blockers, the phasolamine, the
I shouldn't see why not. I mean, there may be some malabsorption of a bit of nutrients, but I'm not aware of anything that would be significant in terms of heart. Have you seen anything that suggests that?
No, I haven't, but then again, I've taken, like, enzymes. I know, I think it's Garden of Life. I don't have it in front of me right now, but Garden of Life has something called Omegazyme. And
yeah, enzymes are fine.
Yeah, I've kind of had problems with them, but then again, I don't know if it was just a coincidence that I would have an episode when I took something like that, so I was just wondering if carb blockers, you know, were fine to take, and if they are, can you recommend a brand?
I don't know. I don't think Solgar has a carb blocker, but I think Natrol has a carb blocker. I think they call it Carb Intercept. Okay, thanks for that call, Janice. We need to pause now for a quick message from Wilner's about their antioxidant phytocomplex.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
All right, you hear that nice mellow music. That means we're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. This happens to be a two-hour show, folks, so we shall return at about 5 minutes after three. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primidophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. Those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there, and we'll get to you at the top of the hour. And Jack Challen will be back again, and we will be also be discussing all the new stuff about vitamin D.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.